Oil flows through the Strait of Hormuz despite Iran's claim to have closed it. Hormuz traffic persists despite Iran's closure claim. Oil shipments continued to move through the Strait of Hormuz over the weekend despite Iran's renewed assertion that the waterway was closed. U.S. and Iranian statements remain at odds as tracking data show ongoing activity near the world's busiest choke point for crude. Five supertankers move near Oman, then vanish. Observers logged five supertankers with a combined capacity of about 8 million barrels entering or traversing the strait on Saturday and Sunday along a route close to the coast of Oman. After appearing on tracking systems, they disappeared from monitoring for several hours, with one vessel reappearing Sunday morning in the Gulf of Oman. If all of these ships complete the crossing, their movements would reinforce the United States' military position that the southern route along Oman's coast remains navigable and comparatively secure. Iran has said it exercises broad control over Hormuz and has argued that only the northern corridor is authorized. Other vessels also showed activity along the southern edge of the strait, with several appearing to cross into the Gulf via the southern route. Other large vessels and short-term tracking gaps among the noted ships, the Gulf Sunrise carrying roughly 2 million barrels of Saudi crude bound for Japan was observed crossing the Gulf of Oman after disappearing near the strait's narrowest point on Saturday. The Angola B, loaded with UAE oil, was last seen maneuvering around the Musandam Peninsula, a geographic protrusion of Oman near the strait. The Monaco Loyalty had not yet reached the strait's narrowest section when its signal went dark on Saturday. Two smaller tankers of the Suezmax class, the Nordic Cross and the Nordic Pollux, each able to carry about 1 million barrels, showed last signals early Sunday, indicating they would follow the coastwise route along Oman. Tracking data for these ships come from Bloomberg and Kpler, and the ships' managers had not responded to requests for comment at the time of reporting. Additional vessels and Iranian routing claims beyond the large ships, several other vessels were seen near the Iranian coast or entering the Gulf via the southern corridor. The Des Vibher, Des Vaibhav, and Sanmar Herald were detected Sunday in the Gulf of Oman and the Arabian Sea after being seen attempting to pass Hormuz on Friday. It remains unclear whether they completed the crossing before Iran's latest closure claim. These supertankers are linked to Indian owners and have loaded Iraqi and Kuwaiti crude. A number of smaller ships and some crude tankers tied to Gulf producers were noted entering the Gulf via the Oman coast route, including a large gas carrier departing from Duqm. A few crude carriers that had recently delivered UAE oil were also seen in the area. In at least one case, a very large crude carrier publicly signaled its position in a Gulf of Oman anchorage in the days ahead. Conclusion: despite Iran's claim that the Strait of Hormuz is closed, oil continues to move through the choke point, with tracking data showing ongoing activity along the southern route and near the Gulf of Oman. The appearance of five supertankers carrying about 8 million barrels and other vessels crossing or reappearing near Oman underscores the volatility of this corridor and the difficulty of enforcing a closure. The United States maintains that the southern route can be kept open, while Iran asserts it fully controls the waterway and restricts traffic to the northern corridor, a discrepancy that could raise risks if not carefully managed. Authorities urge adherence to safety protocols and continuous monitoring as a reminder that the region's energy lifeblood remains a focal point of strategic tension. The overarching takeaway is that the Hormuz dynamic requires constant vigilance, reliable routing information, and cooperative management to sustain global oil flows and regional stability. Frequently asked questions: how can oil still flow through the Strait of Hormuz if Iran says it is closed? Oil keeps moving. The southern route along Oman's coast is used. Some ships may have crossed before Iran's claim. CENTCOM says about 17 million barrels passed. Which routes are being used to move oil despite the claimed closure? The southern route along the Oman coast is the main path. Some vessels entered the Gulf via that route and then proceeded toward the wider Persian Gulf. A few supertankers were seen near Oman's Musandam and near Keshem. How much oil was observed moving through the strait recently? About 17 million barrels had passed by Saturday. Five supertankers carried roughly 8 million barrels total, seen near Oman. Other ships were also noted in the area. What do authorities say about safety and routing through Hormuz? The Joint Military Information Center urged using the southern route during day or night. Keep AIS on, radars on, lights on, and use VHF radio. Pakistan also warned of a mine in the southern route. Who claims closure and who says it remains open? Iran says the strait is closed and fully controlled by Tehran. The United States and its allies say ships can pass and that the southern lane near Oman can be secured.